The Chazar says Nishu Bachi Chetzel Shrag Vem Yehudim Seches Menachas Daf Gimel. The Gemara said that Rav Shimon says that Menachas are different than animal kabbanas, meaning that although a mincha brought for the sake of another mincha can be fully kosher, even to count for the obligation of the owner, an animal carbon brought for the sake of another carbon will never be kosher to that extent, because the avoid of animal kabbanas are the same for all kabbanas, meaning they all have shechita, kabbalah, etc., and therefore it's one it gets mixed for the other. Frek the Gemara kachim kachim that were shechted in the north of the Azara, for the sake of Kachim Kalam, should be fully kosher because of the fact that they're shechted in the north chose to not Kachim Kalam. And for the Mara, Kachim Kalam may even be shechted in the south, but they can certainly be shechted in the north as well. And therefore, the shechit in the north does not show that it's shechting, they shechting Kachim Kachim. For the Ekti Gemara, if Kachim Kalam are shechted in the south for the sake of Kachim Kachim, they should be fully kosher, because if they were truly Kachim Kachim, they'd have to be shechted in the north. And for the Mara, people will say that really it's Kachim Kachim. He's just being over the requirement to shechted in the north, therefore, it's not obvious that it's Kachim Kalam. If this is true, then the same should be said when a machvas mincha was offered for the sake of a marcheshes mincha. Why do we say that? Since he's using a machvas keli, it's obvious that it's a machvas. Maybe we should say that it's truly a marcheshes, and he's being over the requirement to bring in a marcheshes keli. And for the more, the case of mincha is different. Because Misha says, even if he made a neder to bring a marcheshes and then he brought a machvas, or vice versa, the carbon has the status of a mincha of the keli in which it was brought, and he has not fulfilled his neder. Therefore, if it's brought in a machvas, and the kohen says it's for a marcheshes, it's obvious that it's a machvas, and the intent is given no effect. The Mishnah continues and says that if instead of making a neder, a person says this flower should be brought in a machvas, and he then brought in a marcheshes, or vice versa, the carbon is possible. Based on this, if the owner said this flower, the kohen's intent for the other mincha makes should make it possible. So why does Shimon say that the intent is meaningless? And for the Gemara, the Mishnah is following the view of the Rabbanan. But Shimon and Taka actually hold that even in this case, the mincha becomes the type of mincha of which it was actually brought, and therefore the kohen's intent is meaningless. Frek the Gemara, if an oila is shechted for the sake of a chatas, it should be fully kosher, because the oil is only brought from male animals, the chatas is only brought from female animals, and the kohen's intent is therefore obviously false and should be meaningless. And for the Gemara, there's the chatas of the nasi, which is a male goat, and therefore the intent is not obviously false. For the Gemara, what if he brings an oila for the sake of a chatas of an individual, which can only be brought from females? Furthermore, if the chatas of an individual is shechted for the sake of an oila, it should be fully kosher, since the fact that a female animal is used, it shows it can't be an oila. And for the Gemara, the animal's tail blocks people from being able to see what the gender of the animal is, and that's why the intent is not obviously false. That's very good when a sheep is used, because it has no tail. Because it has a tail that can block the area. But what about when a goat is used? In that case, the kohen's intent is obviously false. Evidently, rather, people can't easily tell the gender of an animal, and therefore, the intent is not considered to be obviously false. Frek the Gemara, a Pesach that was shechted for the sake of an Ashram should be fully kosher, because a carbon Pesach has to be in its first year and Ashram has to be in its second year. And for the Gemara, an Ashram Mitzari and Ashram Nazar are brought in their first year, and that may have been what the Kohen was referring to, and therefore it's not kosher. Frek the Gemara, what if he said it's for the sake of an Ashram Gezelis or an Ashram Elois, and would have to be brought in the second year? Furthermore, if you shechted an Ashram Gezelis or an Ashram Elois for the sake of a Pesach, it should be fully kosher. And for the Gemara, rather, people don't recognize the age of the animal, because there are younger animals that look older and vice versa. Frek the Gemara, if a goat is shechted for the sake of an Ashram, which has to be a sheep, it should be fully kosher, since a goat does not have wool and a sheep does, and the intent is therefore obviously false. And for the more people think that the goat is a black ram, which could be brought for an ashram. If a calf or a par is shechted for the sake of a Pesach or an Ashram, it should be fully kosher, because such animals can't be brought for a Pesach or an Ashram. And for the Gemara, these carbonas would actually be fully kosher. When Rav Shimon says the animal carbonas are never fully kosher when they are brought for the sake of other carbon, he meant that most animal carbonas are like that, but there are exceptions. Gemara has posed a contradiction. In one brayser, Rav Shimon said that a mincha offered not lishma is fully kosher. In another brayser, he says that it does not count to fulfill the owner's obligation. Rava now answers that in the first brayser, Rav Shimon is referring to where the kohen did the kmitza for the sake of another mincha. Since the pasuk says v'zoyis taras ha-mincha, all minchas are considered to have the same halachas, whereas in the second brayser, he's referring to where the kmitza was done for the sake of an animal carbon. In fact, the Rav Shimon gave his reasoning as being that the avoid of each mincha is distinct and the wrong intent is therefore obviously false. So he did not base his view on a pasuk. And for the Rav Shimon meant to say, even though the avoid is obviously false, which would be a bigger reason to say the carbon is possible, since the pasuk says v'zoyis taras ha-mincha, it remains kosher. This is not true for animal carbonas, because even though their avoids are the same, there is still no pasuk that equates them all. In fact, if so, when one chatas is brought for the sake of another chatas, let's say a chatas for a chelev is brought for a chatas of dam, it should be fully kosher based on the pasuk of v'zoyis taras ha-chatas. According to Rav Shimon, these chatois taka would be kosher. Rav Ashi answered the conversation between the brises by saying the first brise is referring to where he did the kaimitz of a machvas for macheshes. The second brise is referring to where he did a kaimitz of minchas machvas for the sake of a minchas macheshes. In the first case, he's stating his intent for the type of keli, and that does not make the carbon puzzle. In the second case, he's offering for a different type of carbon altogether, and that does affect the validity of the carbon. In fact, Rav Shimon gave his reason as being that the avoida shows what type of carbon he's actually bringing. This would seem to be giving a reason why it's fully kosher even when he intends for the sake of another mincha. And if the Rav Shimon means to say, even though the intent is obviously false, and the mincha would therefore seem to be possible, since the intent was for a type of keli rather than for a type of mincha, the carbon remains fully kosher. Rav Acha, the son of Rava, asked Rav Ashi, if the Kohen offers a dry mincha for the sake of a mixed one, meaning one that has a lot of oil, he's clearly not offering it for the type of a keli, and therefore Rav Shimon should say that it's possible. And for the Gemara, since he doesn't say it's for the sake of another mincha, we assume that he meant if it was for the sake of some other mixture, and therefore remains fully kosher. If so, if an oil is brought for the sake of a shlamim, Rav Shimon should say it's fully kosher, because he should similarly assume that he intends for the sake of shaloim. That's what he means by shlamim. And for that case is different, because the carbon itself is called a shlam. In the case of a mincha, the carbon itself is not called a mixed one, it's called mixed with oil. Zakhmer Vaita, Rav and Rav Ashi don't answer the contradiction as Rabba did, because they say that an intent that is obviously false is more of a reason to say that the carbon is possible. Rav and Rav Ashi don't say like Rav because they don't darshan the Zois Toiras in that way. Rav and Rav don't answer like Rav Ashi because they are bothered by the question of Rav Acha, the son of Rav. Mar said, we find there Rav Hishaya actually asked this matter of machlokes between Rabba and Rava. He asked, what would Rav Shimon say if a mincha is brought for the sake of an animal carbon? Is his reasoning based on the fact that the intent is obviously false and therefore there's no different and the carbon would be kosher? Or is his reasoning based on v'zoyis taris ha-mincha, and since this is offered for the sake of an animal carbon, would be possible? He didn't follow Rabba because of a biased question on him. He didn't follow Rava because he felt that if we dashen v'zoy taras ha-mincha in that way, we should also dashen v'zoy taras ha-chatas in that way. And we don't find that Rav Shimon holds that way in all respects. He does not hold like Rav Ashi because of the question of Rav Acha, the son of Rava.